She turned the oven's bright blue temperature dial to the highest temperature, 500 degrees Fahrenheit. And then, as the oven slowly heated up, began quietly opening and closing the kitchen drawers, looking for 3 sturdy oven mitts. Oven mitts, as you probably know, are kitchen accessories that serve as ersatz hands by enabling you to pick up objects that would burn your fingers if you touched them directly. The Baudelaires would have to use oven mitts, Violet realized, once the long, slender objects were hot enough to be used as welding torches. Just as her siblings entered the kitchen, Violet found 3 oven mitts emblazoned with the fancy curly writing of the Inn Boutique, stuffed into the bottom of the 9th drawer she had opened.
"We hit the jackpot,"
Klaus whispered, and Sunny nodded in agreement. The 2 younger Baudelaires were using an expression which here means, "Look at these fire tongs, they're perfect," and they were absolutely right.
"Fireplaces must have been in at some point,"
Klaus explained, holding up 3 long, slender pieces of iron, because Sunny remembered that living room with 6 fireplaces between the ballroom with the green walls and the bathroom with that funny-looking sink. Next to the fireplaces are fire tongs. You know, those long pieces of iron that people use to move logs around to keep a fire going. I figured that if they can touch burning logs, they'll be able to survive a hot oven.
"You really did hit the jackpot," Violet said. "Fire tongs are perfect. Now, when I open the door of the oven, you put them in, Klaus. Sunny, stand back. Babies shouldn't be near a hot oven."
"Prowattle," Sunny said.
She meant something like, older children aren't supposed to be near a hot oven either, especially without adult supervision. But she understood that it was an emergency and crawled to the opposite end of the kitchen, where she could safely watch her older siblings put the long, slender tongs into the hot oven. Like most ovens, the squalor's bright blue oven was designed for baking cakes and casseroles, not fire tongs, and it was impossible to shut the door of the oven with the long pieces of iron inside. So, as the Baudelaire orphans waited for the pieces of iron to heat up into welding torches, the kitchen heated up as well, as some of the hot air from the oven escaped out of the open door. By the time Klaus asked if the welding torches were ready, the kitchen felt as if it were an oven, instead of merely containing one.
"Not yet,"
Violet replied, peering carefully into the open oven door.
"The tips of the tongs are just beginning to get yellow with heat. We need them to get white with heat, so it will still be a few minutes."
"I'm nervous," Klaus said, and then corrected himself.
"I mean, I'm anxious. I don't like leaving the quagmires down there all alone."
"I'm anxious, too," Violet said, "but the only thing we can do now is wait. If we take the iron out of the oven now, it won't be of any use to us by the time we get all the way down to the cage."